Blog Talk Radio. Today is March 1st, 2015, and this is Foxology Today. Welcome. Happy Monday. What a grand day it is. Yes, indeed. Start of the week, and maybe for some, the start of some great work or business project, something like that, or the start of a new direction, or the start of a new attitude, or the start of a new diet, or perhaps something like that. Well, that's great. That's what I say. Start. That's how things, anything, get started to just start. So I wish you a wonderful start to your day, the week, and the rest of your life being the best of your life. You know, that is absolutely one of my all-time favorite confessions. The rest of my life will be the best of my life. Will it? Yes, it will, because I said so. Will everything go perfect? Well, all the stuff I hope for, pray for, dreamed about? Yeah, I'm thinking so. I'm thinking so. Is life that fair? Do you think that will happen? Well, TV host Cassandra McShepherd, the superstar RRR, and I will be talking about that today. We're going to ponder the theory and philosophy, is life fair? Is it? What do you think? Is there even, you know, is there an even exchange for efforts or lack thereof? Is there profit or deficit when we do something? Well, we're going to look closely at that. Do you get what you pay for in life? What you pray for? What you play for? Well, let's see. I'm going to ask my superstar RRR what she thinks about that first. Welcome, Cassandra.
Hi, Silver. We are at yet another first Monday of the month, and I absolutely love this question. I think that it is my prayer that people will, as they listen, really internalize the question and decide on their own answer. I think life is exactly fair, and I use the word exactly on purpose because actions exact actions. I think that, and I have to say also that we must look into our definition of what fair is. I think in terms, in order to decide that it is fair, exactly fair, that we must be willing to not understand everything or anything that we're seeing at any given moment. If in my 20s you'd asked me this question, I would have said, hell no. Today, I know that life is exactly fair. Exactly.
I'd like to ask you, because I think, that's pretty profound what you just said. I wonder, can you tell us from the time you were 20 when you thought, no, that's impossible, to now being a very broad-minded, philosophical person yourself and rich in thinking and analyzing, what made you think differently about that now?
You know what? The answer might surprise you. In my 20s, I was a very successful clothing designer. I had no financial issues, had never had any. There was no diagnosis, no disease, and no death. In my 20s, I had everything, and life was just so unfair. Now, I know well the pain of disease, diagnosis, and death. I have gone through many a financial trial and have really learned to live on the coast of that, changing my mind about what is necessary in many situations. But for me to think or live under the hammer of life not being fair and a pendulum swinging against me did not enable me to work for myself. Fair, as I said, depends upon how you're willing to describe it. Because as we talk so often, remember, it is my belief, it is my experience and my belief for all that life is kind of like Burger King, have it your way. And so if you believe it unfair, then you will judge the things which you do not know all the ramifications of at any given moment. You will judge them unfairly, when if you keep on living, you will learn that there is an exacting rhyme and reason, that painful things are oftentimes an investment in a very solid and sound peace of mind, sense of being, strengthening faith, knowing, and a very beautiful future. But it hurts like hell right now. And you think to yourself, but I don't deserve, but what did I do to deserve this? It isn't even, it isn't, it, it's, the scale is very balanced. And I think in order for any of us to see it, we would have to be able to see all, which we know is impossible. So, like I said, back to your determination for yourself. My definition is that life is exactly fair. Otherwise, I am, as a victim, dodging a pendulum that might clock me on the head any time.
I think that was a very excellent response, Cassandra, because we do understand what fair means in the big picture. It's a word we use commonly. We know what we mean when we say, you know, that was an unfair or fair decision. We know when we're talking about something we've done and we say it's a fair deal. We know what we're talking about if we feel like we've made a fair agreement. So it's not an uncommon word. And when we think in terms of that, we feel, if we're involved in the situations that I just described, or it could even be a relationship, of any sort, we feel that we've gotten out of it what was an equal return on whatever we perhaps would have negotiated on or invested or whatever part we may have played in it. Oftentimes when we think about life and its bigness and its wholeness, its magnitude, and we do think of the things that perhaps we, and I'm saying this again philosophically, not because it's actual, but we think what we should have, what certain other people have, and what other people don't have, and you use an example of why something has happened to me, you know, of course, putting yourself in a victim position. And, you know, that's not an uncommon thing that people do say and feel and mean it. You know, why am I in this situation?
I'm sorry, repeat what you said. I said, and
right.
Understandably so, when at a fearful time in life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so there, you know, there is always that perspective, but that has to be broken down into things that you've just said and the realities of how life is in its functioning. You know, we're a collaboration of many systems and conditions and things that are evolving in our everyday life that can impact us emotionally, impact us financially, impact us physically, impact us psychologically. We're all a part of that. We're subject to that. And it all can fall back into what you just said. We're the ones that have to be the processors. We have to mentally master our mindset on what we're going to do with situations, with the circumstances, with the people, with the systems, with the conditions. What are we going to, how are we going to process it? There is a victim mentality where we will say that those things are against us, and no, life is not fair because this person got that and I didn't, and they live there and I don't, and all of that. But bottom line is that we're all in this thing, and I don't know that I really believe that there is a respecter of persons. I think we were born in different places, we're born in different families, we're born in, but life, based on all of those factors, really does position in, us in a place where, yeah, it is fair in its existence of who we are in our humanness. It doesn't matter whether we're, go ahead.
If we were to put the fairness of life on trial, I think we would have to be able to answer the question of who we are. Who are we to fairly judge that life is unfair? Let me tiptoe into your business for a little bit. You went through one of the greatest traumas that any mother could ever, ever go through, ever, early in your child's life. And you've shared this before on air, haven't you?
About losing my child?
Correct. So
okay,
I believe that you have. And so, I mean, who can fathom that? Who can fathom that? But who are you, Silver? Who, better still, who were you meant to be? Would you be where you are today if that had not been part of what you had to experience? And you would say how unfair for the child to lose its life so early. But I just really understand that if you want to judge life guilty, you got to know who you are, and you can't know that on any given day. You can't, maybe at the end of days, the end of your days, you'll know. But did you know? But did you know you as you are today? Then would you have become you as you are today if not for that kind of pressure, the kind of heat and pain that forges steel? Would you have? We had a conversation yesterday, you and I, and you were saying that you just don't take no for an answer. Would that be you today if you hadn't had to survive the worst thing that anybody could imagine? You have to be able to answer and know exactly who you are, not just on any given day, but what you were meant to do 5 years or 20 or 50 years from any given point to judge life fair or not. And you can't know that. But you and I have both lived long enough to see the most bitterness turned into really sweet things and to glimpse or glean some fraction of understanding. If I had not gone through that, survived that narrowly, I wouldn't be able to do thus and such. I wouldn't have the compassion to ask the question or to see something in a different way. I wouldn't know how to get through today if I hadn't gone through that. Life, I think, is exactly the same.
I believe that that's a perspective that is certainly one to be embraced, particularly when we all go through challenges and difficulties in life. And there are many moms and dads who have had that unfortunate experience of losing their child. In fact, I know of some who still hang on to what they feel was a very unfair situation. I never questioned God's fairness about that. In fact, I think it's important for us to realize that things are not happening because it's supposed to be judged as that. And I think that the wisest perspective when it comes to looking at things are what you just said. When I particularly deal with something that cannot be changed, that was a there was a finality to her death.
Yes.
It's real critical. If I had asked the question or said, this is just not fair, I'd still be trying to answer that to this day.
Precisely, yes. That's my point of that.
And so the question is, and others have said that this, in reference to such trauma in life, what now? And your what now question will give you some return on your investment. Will it feel fair? Well, I can't get that daughter back, no. But as far as a return on the if we can say it this way, it was a loss, but it was an investment. I have become a different kind of person as a result of that. In fact, I just had the opportunity to, the other day, to share some thoughts with another grieving mother, and it's not the first time, to give some perspective on what it means to go on with the rest of your life and to deal with not grieving through the rest of your days. Because I'm sure a lot of people don't quite get it, that I still have so much peace and joy and why I'm not raging at life. That was a choice. It was really a decision. It was a decision. And I remember very well, because I shared this with this woman the other day, I could live, I could go on living, or I could die with my daughter. I decided that that wasn't what had happened, and so I had to make a decision to live. Did the loss and dealing with it that way mean that I stopped loving her? No. It means that I was going to let go of the grief so I could live happy and whole. And so when we do look at things, and I'm really glad you brought that up, Cassandra. We hadn't talked about that, but it is one of the worst things that could happen. But it's those hard, heavy, worst things that make us ask the question, is life fair? And that's when we have to let the reality hit us, the rubber meet the road, deal with a reality and not a philosophical type of approach, because you're not going to get the answer that you want if you ask that question for that reason. Yeah. But in the whole perspective of things, definitely there is a type of pay for your exchange. The Bible tells us that all things work together for good. Is it good? No. But is becoming richer or more strengthened or more powerful as a result of the challenges, instead of asking, is it fair? What now? Yes, you can have so much more to offer someone or the world. If I had only had the opportunity to talk to one person that I could have lifted out of their grief, and I have, if it had only been just one person, and this, I remember one woman who I really know that she was ready to commit suicide, but she decided not to. She told me, you have helped me more than anyone has. And so we have to not ask the question, is it fair? Is life fair? There's a bigger something
that is going on that we have to look at when we're doing this thing called life?
You know, Silver, I love to look at the scenario. And I want to say you have always been a beacon of faith and light to me as well. I can't imagine what you've gone through. And I know you so well, I think. I don't know you as a mother who lost her child. You don't carry that. You don't wear that. I know you as, again, a beacon, a shining light, one whose faith is frightening. It's so bad. It's so fearless. No, it is. As I call you, my beautiful pit bull all the time, because you do not take no for an answer. But I love to look at the scenario of if your life were a book. And then when I say that, in order to answer the question honestly and properly and truly, you really have to know who you are. And I offer that none of us do. But those of us who are asking the question of ourselves have a better chance. But you cannot know, because we do not know tomorrow or the years to come. But if we were a book, you are probably only on page, let's say, 250 of a 1,000-page novel. And you're judging what is happening today and judging life unfairly. You don't know what page 500 holds. You got to keep reading or writing to understand that what happened today was necessary in order for you to be positioned like you're going to be positioned on page 500. But you cannot know that at page 250. And if you judge life unfair, then you are marking yourself as a helpless, hopeless, and helpless victim. And why would you do
mm-hmm.
that?
Right. One of the things that could possibly impact, and of course I want you to share your thoughts on this, is that people can treat us unfairly. There are people who don't even have real power, except for what we give to them, that can appear unfairly, that something's done to us unfairly. But we have to remember, in circumstances like this, and there's a wide variety of circumstances, depending on who we're talking to. It could be at work, it could be in a relationship, it could be at the store, it could be any number of a myriad of circumstances. But we have to remember, if we believe we're being treated unfairly, or if we know that we've categorized this as unfair treatment, we still are probably in a place where we can make a decision to exit the unfairness that we perceive. I think it's important for us to understand that.
You know, we don't have to. I don't have to own what you are attempting to do to me. I don't have to own your negative opinion of me. What did they say? Your negative opinion of me is absolutely none of my business. None. I don't have to own that.
Very true.
I don't have to. Again, it's so simple, and it seems not so. It's whatever you decide. The reality of me being unkind, unloving, unfair to you is because I am sick and hurting. It ain't nothing. You don't have to own that. You can look at me as not me specifically, but you can look at that person as just a poor, unknowing fool and keep on bless them and keep on stepping. And there are many things, and I know that this seems oversimplifying, like we're just broad sweeping, and that's why, again, I appreciate your honesty and, again, your fearlessness in sharing the loss of your child, because you can't say in this conversation that we went there, you can't say that we're not taking this serious, because that's about as serious mm-hmm. as it gets. But
yes.
Again, it is... you know, it is our opportunity to say no. As you said, say no. I refuse this. I don't receive this negative treatment. Doesn't mean you like the situation. Doesn't mean that the situation changes. It just keeps you from being victim to the situation. Things happen all the time. But the things that happen wear on us by our definition, or guide and deliver us by our definition. It's up to us.
True. And I know that there are, as I said, a lot of people who make you feel that way, circumstances, environments that you feel you are a victim of, culture that you feel you're a victim of. But I want to share this real quick story. We have like 4 minutes, Cassandra, but I'm going to share this real quick because I'm often on Facebook looking for information. I love what a lot of people do and find it very interesting, but I'm always looking for the thinking thing. Today, I saw a picture in a short story of a baby. The baby was severely burned in the face, and the title said something like, "Mother throws baby in pit and sets it on fire." And I thought about that in relationship to what we were getting to be going to talk about today, how unfortunate for that baby. But at the same time, something else came to me. I grew up knowing a girl who had been through the same thing, something very similar, severely burned. She had surgery after surgery after surgery after surgery. Even as she grew up, she kept having them until she had a pretty cute face. And mm-hmm. I thought about that, and I thought, you know what? She made a decision. Was she going to live with that pain of that marred, scarred face, or was she just going to keep putting her best foot forward till she got her best face forward by having surgery after surgery? What was going to be most painful? She didn't make herself a victim or say that life was unfair, that she had to have been subject to that situation where she had been burned so badly. And I know I don't want to make it sound, because we don't know everybody's story, I don't want to make it sound like everything's so picture perfect that that's the thing for you. But the point is, if you want to stop saying life is unfair, life is not fair, look for the opportunities to make it be what you want it to be so that it does feel like you got your fair shot. Cassandra?
Yes. I'm here.
Any
I'm
last words?
I just don't know where the time went. What we didn't we just start this conversation? This is such a this, and we've been speaking now. We speak all the time off air. You've been gracious enough to include me on your Mastermind Mondays now for over a year, and this might be one of, and we've had some amazing conversations. This might be one of my favorites because it really encourages people, and I encourage you take on the question. As a matter of fact, why don't you be the attorney for life and try to prove it fair? Don't let it be judged unfair. Why don't we take life on as a client and we be attorneys and we fight for the fairness of life? I think that that's just a way,
yes, indeed,
to look at it forever. If we were to defend life, I think that would be a good thing to do. That's what I do.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I always appreciate your phenomenal insight and input, sis. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up, but I appreciate the wonderful contribution that you bring to Master Your Mindset, and thank you so much again for taking the time. And I want to thank all of you, too. Be sure you let your friends know about Foxology today. Just take a look at www.blogtalkradio.com/Foxology. There's so much there for you. I'll look forward to talking to you next time. God bless.